Proclamation number 7172 of 23rd of July, 1958. Divine gifts of grace. God's love. Willingness. You may draw from my fountain of grace at any time, for it is always at your disposal. Whatever you do voluntarily in order to receive the blessing of my gifts of love will never be without success. But since it depends on your free will whether you request or use them, people often remain unbenefited, i.e., they go without where they could receive unmeasured. No restriction is imposed on you by me, but you yourselves set limits to the reception of my gifts of grace if you are not willing to let them take effect on you. But again and again I offer them to you. Again and again I step into your path, yet rarely recognized as the giver of delicious gifts. For everything that can help you to gain possession of strength and light are such gifts of grace which my love constantly offers you. And thus I create opportunities for you where you can hear my word. I create opportunities for you where you can be active in serving love. I direct your thoughts to questions which you should move in your heart in order to thereby come into contact with me so that I can answer these questions for you. I also let you go through suffering and hardship in order to achieve this contact with me. I try everything to only guide you to the source where you can receive light and strength, where you can supply your soul with what you lack. And I only do this out of love for you, for they are undeserved gifts which therefore have to be called grace because you once freely gave yourselves everything my love offered you in abundance. But even now I cannot and will not force you to accept such gifts, for only if you take the path to my fountain of grace of your own free will can the blessings take effect and be of greatest blessing. And thus no human being will be able to say that my love is meagerly given to him. Instead, it is up to him himself which measure of grace he accepts. And it will flow to him unmeasured if only he intends to use it correctly. Yet a person's willingness to accept gifts of grace and let them take effect on him can bring about such an obvious change in him that his deficiency gives way to an unusual talent or ability, that he can make use of spiritual powers to such an extent that what seems impossible becomes possible for him. And he only steps back into the state which was once his own. He has accepted my gift of grace and thereby has regained possession of strength and light which were once his own and which also enable him to be unusually active on earth. But you humans will never be able to reach this state as long as you spurn my gifts of grace. As long as you keep yourselves away from the spring which is at your disposal. As long as you don't draw from the source of light and strength. For only the connection with me also secures the influx of light and strength for you, and you can enter into this connection with me at any time if you gratefully accept from my hands what my love offers you, my word, which is the greatest evidence of love, as the most effective gift of grace. Will supply you with everything you need and which will also cause you to pay attention to every further gift of grace, for I do not hand out meagerly but give abundantly to all who want to let me give them a gift. Amen.